Blog Talk Radio.
Apart from the sanitation, the medicine, education, wine, public order, irrigation, roads, the fresh water system and public health, what have the Romans ever done for us?
Brought peace?
Oh, peace! Shut up!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Three or four.
You'll get
nothing
and like it. You heard wrong.
Help! Help!
Help!
I'm losing my mind!
Right out of the
hell. Oh, boy! Oh,
Grenache.
Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
My name, I'll say man.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come out.
Giddy up.
Jabba da, say Jabba da, Jabba da, Jabba da, say Jabba da. Captain and the cat go
Shabala. Say Shabala. Because we're doing our thing. All right. Well, welcome to Friday Night Pots and whatever the fuck we call this. And here we are, man. You listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest? And no, G.T. Trenton is not a horn dog. Home of the finest radio entertainment, where you'll hear such programs as Monday Night Possum, which is called Possum Hour, to be exact, and then this show called Clobbering Time, which is all about clobbering things. Yeah, he gets on there with a big mallet several times a week, and he just, you know, it's kind of like, it's not like Gallagher, it's more like Gallagher's brother, you know, who is pretending to be Gallagher. It's more like that. Anyway, it's nothing like that, but you'll enjoy the show. And then Friday Night Possum, which we're listening to right now. Okay. Bum ba bum 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 bum. Let's get him in here before I crash and burn.
You possum push, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Hell, you know it, Professor R.J. Gumbay.
Hey. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Oh,
yeah. That was royalty. Oh, man. I noted something today. And I've seen this damn commercial. I'll let you do your plug. Just one second. I'm going to get this out of the way. Guaranteed acceptance, whole life insurance, okay? This isn't the Peanuts one, but I had the Peanuts music on. Anyway, Alex Trebek does this one. Like, American pride, guaranteed acceptance, health, life insurance. You know, it's valuable insurance. Yeah. Well, this commercial, and it never dawned on me. They got this guy and his wife. They're in their 50s or 60s. African-American couple. And the guy's talking about the change on his dresser. Every day he puts the change out of his pocket in the dresser.
Saw that. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. And they've been doing that for years and never dawned on me. You're trying to sucker these people out of the fucking change on their dresser?
That's what it comes down to.
I don't know. It just seems like...
Uh-huh. A lot of thought
it's
that
not
show.
Enough. You know, I mean, we got to drain every last cent out of you. By gosh. And, you know.
Pick these motherfuckers up by the ankles and shake some change out of their pockets.
Exactly, man. Oh, and while you're at it, while you're on hold, we could switch you over to our reverse mortgage department. All right. Fucking God, they're just, can't live without this. Send us some money. All right.
Oh, that is great.
Proceed with your plug.
Okay. Tomorrow morning at 3 o'clock, Eminence Front Radio. His Eminence will be doing a 50-50 show at the top 50 hits. 50 years ago, at 1967. Good stuff.
Jesus and, Christ.
Wasn't that the greatest year for music, 67?
How the fuck is that 50 years drunk? Ago? I remember 67.
I'm going to be 57 next month.
Jeez. I think I already was in getting close to puberty. Well, anyway, go ahead.
This is going to be a regular segment of his. The first Saturday of each month of this year. That's what we do. 50-50. All this stuff from 1967. Think about it. Any song that you like in the 60s, I think it was released in 67. That's the year
of Sarkin Pepper, 66, 67, 68, 69 uh-huh. even. Them 4 years were pretty hard to
67
hard to
was really the heart of it.
All right. Give us a website there.
at website. WRIU.org. Three and of course, Blues at 4:30. There you have it.
All right, man.
There you have
Beauty.
It. You got that behind me.
Man. So, did you see the news? Any of the news this week? Huh?
Are you talking about golden showers by any chance? Now, that is the one thing I don't have against the cat.
Who doesn't like a good golden shower show once in a while, you know?
That's locker room.
That's locker room stuff.
Yeah.
Jesus God. You know, and I've always been, you know, as you all know, I'm always saying how I don't get into reality shows and shit. But I'm getting up every morning, and what did he do? You know, what did he do last night that I missed? You know, these tweets are crazy.
That's what this is. A big ass reality show.
It's a big dangerous reality show.
Uh-huh.
The thing about the wee-wee, that's not really the problem. The problem is he could be a Russian fucking agent, man. I mean, ultimately. Or a Russian stooge.
A stooge.
You know.
And I'm sure Putin has a whole lot of shit on him. All the business he went over there and all that.
They said there's several tapes, actually. Not just the wee-wee one from Moscow. Yeah. There's one from St. Petersburg. Penthouse Magazine says they're buying any kind of evidence. They're paying $1 million. So if it's real, it's gonna come out.
I have nothing against that, man. Whatever kink you're into, God bless you.
You gonna buy the Penthouse when it comes out?
That's one of the few kinks I'm not into, you know.
It's a centerfold of the president and a couple of chicks wee weeing.
Russian chicks wee weeing.
Russian chicks. Wee-weeing. Wee-wee.
What the hell?
I was so tempted all week. I just wanted that to be my Facebook headline. Wee-wee. Wee-wee. Come down to this, man. Wee-wee. Wee-wee. Oh, my God. It's too funny. You can't make this shit up, baby.
Now we got a name for Monday's show. Wee-wee.
We possibly. Now the other thing that was funny, somebody said, if you just put in front of all his tweets, just imagine the words "Dear Diary," and it makes them hilarious. You know. Next time you're looking at his tweets, just think "Dear Diary" before the tweet, and it's a fucking knee slapper. It really is. It's funny. Anyway, that's enough about that shit. I'm not really. Big wee wee guy, you know. Once I got both boys potty trained, I was like, no more wee wee, no more wee wee.
I
got Ted's wee wee, but that's different. He's a dog. I don't know. He doesn't drink as much pop either.
There you go.
Kid wee wee. A wee wee song. I did. Oh, well. Maybe not. But we do have something to blow up.
There you go. Hey, wait a minute. I just went on Donald Trump's... I'm sorry. I said his name. I went on his Twitter. So,
yeah.
Dear Diary, a beautiful funeral today for a real NYC hero, Detective Stephen McDonald. Our law enforcement community has my complete total support. All right. Dear Diary, Care Act will soon be history. It does work. Fucking Dear Diary. Like a 16-year-old girl. Ah, It
reminds me of when I used to read Howler Monkey's online diary. Oh my God. At one time I was actually Rasputin, believe it or not, yeah.
Yeah.
I probably should have been locked up all the heinous crimes I committed.
Oh.
Anyway. So they finally found a couple of entertainers to show up at the inaugural. And they got a couple of Rockettes, I think, are going to show. And Lee Greenwood, he's going to be there. So.
Okay.
We blew him up a while back.
Yeah.
But, bring him back for one more round of explosives.
I wonder how much money he's got.
Yeah, I know. Lee, get paid in advance. It's my only advice to you. Get the money up front, buddy. Good luck to you, bro. And good night.
Nager wants your vote. Chow his praises from your throat. You'll eat steak instead of stew. 5-4-3-2-3-2-3-2.
Hold it, hold it. I'm a demand of recount.
What's the delegate's name?
Geronimo from Rico Porto.
Oh, you have to be in the Fucha Timine Farunja.
Ah, Hamza Laka Patilak.
How many votes?
Two.
Two?
Yeah, two.
You got your recount.
Oh.
Get out of here.
Oh.
If tomorrow all the things were gone.
What the fuck?
I'd work for all my life.
The hell is that shit?
And I had to start again.
Holy shit!
With just my children and my wife.
Hunter Pence, good shit!
I thank my lucky stars. To be living here today.
I have to live in a hellhole!
Cause the flag still stands for freedom.
Now like Spock and take a shit!
And they can't take that away.
Hey, Mo!
Pull the string.
And I'm proud to be an American.
When I grew up on country, it was a rugged kind of sound. When Waylon, Buck, and Haggard all made the world go round. Well, these new country singers come from towns like Buffalo. Grew up in the city, here in Barry Manilow. Well, I'd rather hear a fat girl fart than a pretty boy sing. Well, I'm sorry, but good-looking guys just ain't my thing. If a whopping moose officer doesn't happen is the only dues they pay, I'd rather hear a fat girl fart than a pretty boy sing. Well, most of these pretenders ain't never seen a farm, or much less stepped in cow manure out and back behind barns. And somehow these new singers sound like rabbits trying to mate. And the ones that think they're so damn cute are the ones I love to hate. Well, I'd rather hear a fat girl fart than a pretty boy sing. Well, I'm sorry, but good-looking guys just ain't my thing. If wiping misses off their sets and hats is the only dues they pay, I'd rather hear a fat girl fart than a pretty boy sing. Well, I'd rather hear a fat girl fart than a pretty boy sing.
All righty. That was a beauty, man. What they call country music now is just horrible.
I never liked the old stuff either, to tell you the truth.
Well, I like some of it, but not the corny shit, but, bluegrassy, more like that, or outlaw western music. But this crap these guys do, these pretty boys, get out of here.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Actually, Lee Greenwood's not that good looking, though. Kinda.
I have no idea who he is.
Seen better days. I had him pictured in my mind a whole different guy. I think I was thinking of Troy McClure or somebody.
I was thinking the guy from Radiohead. I think Greenwood. I forget his first name. But I was way off the mark.
I had a guy named Lee Greenwood in my class in school growing up. All through school, Lee Greenwood. He's a good-looking dude with blonde hair. He could have been a country singer.
There you go.
I don't know if he had a voice.
That doesn't matter.
No. No, it does not. All right, let's say their name. Theme of the Dukes of Hazzard. Have I ever played that one? I think I have.
Probably.
I think we've come in. We played, man, that's one thing I'm kind of running out of is good theme songs, man. Well, I'll put it through the Possum computer, and if I have not played the Dukes of Hazzard theme song, I will do so Monday night. Hey, we got another. See, I stalled long enough. We got another victim.
Oh, yes.
I mean, listener.
Me too.
All righty. There's Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice.
All righty. Gotta love when Apple Cheeks Alice is at the top of the list.
He's our bike rider.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, bike ride. We have a bike riding story tonight.
Yeah.
You have to hang on, Ted. Simmer down, buddy. And there's Brenda Joe. Brenda for Brenda Joe. We missed you. Where you been? Oh, I know where she's been.
Yeah.
She's out there smoking a peace pipe in a teepee over there. You know what I'm saying?
I get you.
Mr. Daddy G.
Yep.
Wow, we're glad to have you with us, baby. Good to see ya.
Brenda Joe.
And there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Without Dr. Cake. Indeed. Getting four USA. He wants to see the new chips. The new chips? Is there like a new chip show? Or a movie?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. That was such a rank, fucking terrible show to begin with.
Yeah, well, horrible. There's your pretty
Even
boys.
Gigantor can see that. You know, a whole episode built around an Ed McMahon drive-by. Yeah. A movie? Whoa. Oh, God, man. I'm sure Eric Estrada will have a cameo. Flashes green.
Any other guy.
Wink at the camera. All right. Well, thanks for that info. And there he is, G.T. Trenton. He's all over the lounge tonight, man. Good to have you with us, sir. He's got his picks in the pool, so I'll get that ready after the show. Yeah, so he's back in the pool. Back in the pool or the pond. Pond might be good for him. I don't know. And there's guest 2430. Take a little siesta.
That's it.
And it's other people's eyes are all foul up. I say this every fucking time he shows up. I'm getting all the prizes out in the mail this week. But I am. I've got a whole backlog of shit on my desk. And it's got to get done. I mean, like the DEF CON 5 my desk is at. Threat level. I know. Threat level to pomegranate.
Why don't we just make a new album and congratulate the winner?
Well, I got an award. I made a whole award for Oak, man. I want to send him that.
Okay.
I know he'll put a picture of him holding it, and I'll go,
That'll be good.
He put a picture of that up on the internet. You know?
Yeah,
be neat.
That's what we
can use. I have so few thrills in life. I'll have to tell you about Gigantor.
Yes.
All right, well, there's Professor. Look at that. RJ Gumby's in there. Who the fuck?
Yes.
Well, there they are, ladies and germs. As they subsist now, they call them the Possum Lounge. Indeed.
And Commodore Decker
as the Beaver.
Yeah.
How'd they cancel that show with that fucking kick-ass theme? You know?
I think that.
That was the theme for the last season. I can't, you know. If I was a network exec, I'd say... I said, hold on a second, man. Have you heard the new version, the latest version of the theme song? You know.
Keep it going.
Oh, look at that. Arriving late. It's very, very classy. All the...
Oh, okay.
Debbie Reynolds did that every time. There he is, Daddy G. He smoked a peach pipe with Brendan Joe. He's the host of Night with Daddy G right here on Blood Talk Radio. Saturdays at 9 o'clock.
You mean tomorrow night at 9?
Tomorrow fucking night, man. Can you fucking believe it?
Okay. All right, I'm going.
Oh, and I apologize. He showed up for the Possum Pool, and I listened back, and I didn't plug your show, man. It was like toward the end, so consider yourself plugged.
You're plugged.
No offense. Woo! All right.
That's another king.
Now, yeah. Oh, here's my Virginian story. I need some heroic music for this, man. Because I'm a cool guy, man. I'm a good pal, man. You know? All right, here we go.
Someone else just popped in the lounge.
Who we got? Ford Prefect! Ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen. Gentlemen.
Cowboy.
Hold on. Let's do a quickie first. I got a couple quickies.
Okay.
And I'll tell you all about Gigantor and the weirdness. Here we go. Hit it!
But look at it! Look! Look! I got beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
Gigantor calls me up from, he works at a robot factory, making other robots. Yeah. Because he's made of metal. So he's, you know, naturally he's good with working with metal. All right. So he calls me up for work. He's like, dude, they finally cut off my cable. Because he quit paying his cable bill about a month ago, right? But he was getting over like a fat rat because the cable was still on, right?
Uh-huh.
It finally went off. So I know this guy needs his TV, man. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Don't we all?
I mean, I know him his whole life. This guy's a TV addict. I got to take care of Ted here. You know, he sleeps with the TV on, you know. He needs his TV, staring at the four walls, you know. So I said, nah, fine, I'll hook you up, man. Get you one of them antennas. You won't believe the TV you'll have then. So, you know, he comes over after work. I could drive down to Wally World, pick up an antenna, $20, go over his joint. And that was my first mistake. I should have gone over to his joint and assessed the situation first.
Okay.
Yeah, that was bad.
Uh-huh.
Bad plan. So I got over there. I says, well, where's the remote for this TV? I says, well, I don't have the remote. Oh, geez. This is going to be a problem. All right, so we got to go get a remote. So I go over to the fucking dollar store, get a... Well, he's broke, so this is all on my tab, you know.
You're a good guy.
Because I'm a good butt. I don't want to see the guy sitting there all alone with no TV. So I go over there, and we get a remote at the dollar store, and this lady's, like, calling me lover and shit. It was starting to freak me out, man. She's like,
lover.
This black gal, you know? She wasn't bad looking, really.
Teeth, man. You are
Dude, I'm... It's getting dangerous, man. The charm and sexual attraction is coming off me. It's like, oh, my God. Uh-huh. Jesus, God. This is dangerous.
That's a nag.
If I could... It's coming back strong and hard. You know?
You got to learn to control that nag. That's the whole thing.
If I could bottle it, I'd be rich. So, anyway, she's like, lover, lover, lover. Well, you have a good day, lover. And I'm like, whoa. So, we get out of there. And then I realize, oh, Christ. I look at the package. Battery's not included. Of course they're not included. So Gigantor says, more jack-off shit. I says, yeah, you're right. So anyway, so we stop. I'm like, I don't really want to go back in there get battery.
Lover, come back.
Yeah. I think she'd have taken that as like a...
Uh-huh.
A sign, you know. Might have been on. I don't know. Hey, I could have got lucky. Who knows? Anyway, so I stop at Kroger, get batteries. Go back to his place, fire up the TV and shit. And nothing's working, man. It's getting frustrating. Because these directions are, the type is like negative 0.000.1 type. Okay?
Okay.
If you're over the age of 40, good luck. We had a little magnifying glass, and oh my, it was giving me a headache. I'm getting kind of pissed off and frustrated, you know. And he's starting to look like, geez, I might not have TV tonight. You know? And that's when, you know, when I saw that look on his face, I said, no, not on my watch.
There you go.
Son of a bitch. We're having TV. So I think to myself, well, what the fuck's wrong here? Maybe this TV's analog, man. Huh? Kind of an old TV set?
Was it a tube?
Sorry, come on.
A television tube or a flat screen?
Yeah, tube TV.
Oh,
yeah.
No shit. Well, oh, okay. There's your problem.
Somebody gave it to him, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So... So I ran back over my crib. I have an old converter that I was using. And I'm not using it anymore. Hooked it up. And then, man, it was like that was such a... It was like that moment in Taxi. Remember when Jim Ignatowski buys all the TV sets and sets them up in his room? And at the end, they all start looking at the TV. It was just like that. When Star Trek The Next Generation comes on his TV, he's just like, I have TV. I have TV.
Tears came down his face.
Oh my God, dude!
Good. TV's important.
Too bad he ain't rich, man. Because I, you know, he owes me on this one.
I got an extra converter box over here. Anybody wants it?
Yeah, hang on to it, because you never know, man. You know, someone
yeah,
might.
I'm trying to get my sister to give up cable. She got the Amazon Prime. Now she
yeah,
has that
yeah.
plus the thousands of TV channels. I mean, give up the fucking cable.
Right. Cable's for.
It's on its way out.
Cable's
anyway.
Dying. Cable
yeah.
is dying. Dying, dead doornail death. Which I should have
yeah.
had that on my damn death list, because that is.
Get the fuck there out you
of
go.
Oh, Brenda Joe, by the way, I don't believe has made picks in the Dead Possum Pool.
Oh.
If you'd care to make picks, you have until midnight tonight. You can put them on the dock in the Dead Possum Pool.
Yeah, she knows the stage. She edited one time, remember?
I think that's when shit went wrong, man, remember? Because after that, we couldn't.
That's right. We couldn't update it anymore.
I just said, fuck it, man. We'll figure it out at the end of the year. What the hell was that, man?
You got me on that.
Weird shit. Weird, wild shit. Anywho, you can just put them in the comments there. And
oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
It's a lie, it's a fake by Sam Sex. It's a lie, it's a fake, it's a terrible mistake when I say we two are apart. But it's real and it's true when I tell you I love you. This is right from my heart. You've got the eyes I love and the arms I love and the lips I love to kiss. So if I treat you bad or make you mad, darling, just remember this. It's a lie, it's a fake, and at night I lay awake every time I say.
I mean, we gotta save room for the 3 minutes,
fuck?
You know. Sam Sachs.
What the?
Sam Sachs.
I love it.
All right, well, we got Scrapper Supreme on the line there.
Okay.
Jay Bird himself.
Oh, yeah!
Good evening.
There he is.
There
he is.
Hey, Jay Bird.
Hey.
If you'd like
every
to make a call, I... please hang up
oh,
and try again.
My God.
If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Not like that. You fucker.
It's
you're too much. I can't talk.
Good time.
Oh,
good time.
My God. Brenda Joe is in the Dead Possum Pool, and she happened to pick my fucking hero. My God.
Every time I open my mouth, a noise comes out.
Woody.
Who?
Woody. She picked Woody.
Oh, no. Woody. Woody can't die. He's got 30 more movies to make.
You got that right.
What would Gumby do?
Brenda. Brendan Joe, you got to pick a bonus now. A bonus. Who
he,
you want for?
He'd never. He'd never leave the house. Gumby would never leave the house.
That's right.
He'd have no. He'd have no.
Nothing to do. Nothing to live for. That would be.
No reason to leave. Well,
shit.
Yeah, possum. And
oh,
and,
sure,
and
there you go.
Possum blues and. Well, I guess we could dance. Oh, there's Porcupine Bob. We've been joined by Bob.
Hey,
hi, Bob.
Hey.
Well, that's a good impetus to dance, I think.
Okay, let's dance.
Thank
dance,
you, Bob.
Porcupine,
get,
dance.
I was getting thirsty.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
Who's that shining way up high? Why, it's Lucy. On a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. When somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. I want to follow her down to a bridge by a fountain where rock and roll people eat marshmallow pies. Ooh, where everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high.
You to shake those diamonds one time for me. Oh, 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 oh.
Show falls apart and I, you know, whatever. It's I don't know, it could be my provider tonight. They warned me.
They warned you?
Yeah, there was a warning came up and said, well, I don't know, man. Pretty rocky tonight.
Friday 13th, man.
Yeah, Friday 13th, full moon. So far, so good.
Okay.
J-Bird dropped out. I think he's calling Alex Trebek to get some of that guaranteed acceptance, whole life insurance. Because he's got a big jar full of pennies. Doesn't know what to do with it.
That's funny, man. I never looked at it that way, but you are correct, sir.
I know. I've been seeing that commercial for years. They've been using that gag. 10 years they've been doing it. It never dawned on me until this morning. Yeah. You're trying to squeeze every last fucking nickel.
They make it sound like that's all it costs if you lose change in a day. But if you look at it in your point of view, there it's right. They're taking it for everything you got.
Yeah. They want that last, squeeze that last penny.
Because
they don't have pennies up there in Canada.
Check the cushions of your couch next.
And I want to, you know, do you think Alex Trebek has this valuable insurance? Fuck no.
That's what I mean, man. No one with the fucking celebrity selling yet.
I think Tom Selleck has a reverse mortgage. Fuck no.
On his $300 million.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's so he can have that fourth leg on the chair. He'll tip over. Son of a bitch, bastard. All right. Now I'm getting fired up. And let's not even start on the Fonz, okay? Because I'll get really steamed.
Oh.
But I think Robert Wagner is one of them stooges too.
Oh, they're all fucking stooges.
Well, you can forgive James Garner. I think he was suffering from something. Yeah, he smoked a lot of dope.
That likes to get peed on.
I think our whole country wants to get peed on. As a matter of fact,
fuck that.
I think we're about. Amend that. I think we're about to get peed on. Is what I meant to say.
We're about to get shit on.
Well, you know what I did the other night? The Republican Senate met in like the middle of the night and pretty much, you know, put the kill down on health care. So I called up my doctor the next morning and I'm like, can I get an extension on my script for my high blood pressure medicine? Because they're making America great again by killing off people like me, man. Sorry to say. I don't have my meds. So if I have a heart attack, okay, if I can't get my meds, I have a heart attack, and you guys can't listen to Possum Hour.
That's it.
Let it be on their heads, okay? Let it be on their heads.
Here's
first
diary.
Of the cat people.
I killed the super host of Possum Hour.
I killed the Commodore, but I did not shoot old Gumby.
Hey, I like it.
Okay, it's 3 minutes. You'll never get back. Earlier this week, before the P, there was the Golden Globes, right?
Yeah.
Hit it.
Tonight, the distinguished motion picture industry, in conjunction with Whippet Automobiles and Tractors, awards its Golden Bosco. Our first category, hairdos. Ripping open the envelope is Rip Ralston. Thank you, Rip. The winner for the best hairdo in a single period picture, Cecil Boybob. Oh, my goodness, I'm overwhelmed. Make it short, Cecil. I always make it short. Long hair is out of style. I'm overwhelmed. I just don't know what to say. Villains, the best villain of the year, Jet Fink. I know Jet wants a thank to me, that Bosco, you dirty Fink. Oh! Remember, the Bosco Award ceremony is brought to you by Whippet, the only automobile in America with four legs and a tail. Now the category you've all been waiting for, the Bosco for the best flashback of the year. Opening up the envelope is Marty Ziegfeld. The winner for the best flashback, Marty Ziegfeld. Make it short, Marty. 20 years ago, I was just a schoolboy. I can remember.
Mommy, can I have an apple?
Now we're coming to those big ones, those big old big ones. The best female performance by a male. The role of Marjorie Mansfield is played by Bullets Fagan.
I can't believe it.
Remember, the new Whippet has the hydromatic double-decker rumble seat with the built-in combination shiftless gear and automatic choke. The Bosco for the best English subtitles on Westerns. Ripping open the manila envelope is child actress Margie Dimple.
I don't think I can make it, Mr. Robbins.
Here, give me that. The best subtitles in English were written by Roscoe V. Steinberg. Say something, Roscoe.
Alors, qu'est-ce que c'est, les bons vivants, les boulevards Saint-Germain, je ne sais quoi, les bons de tuer, merci.
And here we are at the most exciting portion of the evening, the Bosco for the best supporting player in a cartoon short. The winner, Daffy the Creep. Who drew you, Daffy? I want to thank Kurt Douglas. Music! Remember, Whippet, the only automobile with a muzzle. The Bosco for the best performance by an actress. The ripping will be done by last year's winner of the best performance by an animal, Zip Arrow. Let her rip, Zip.
I'll get away from you, you animal. Not the girl, Zip, the envelope. Oh.
And here it is. Wait a minute. There are $64,000 in this envelope, Mr. Bryce.
Oh, that's from the other show. Give it back here.
A quick move to Whippet headquarters in Istanbul and the Whippet assembly line. Let's hear those Whippets! And now a special Bosco to a man whom we all owe a great debt. The usher who so bravely distinguished himself in 71 rock and roll theater riots in the past year, Chuck Ramshead. It's all yours, Chuck.
I want to thank you, folks.
Let's get him, you dirty freak! Get him! I got him! Why, you dirty rabbit leg!
I don't want it! Oh! Get him out of here!
Stop him! Remember, the Whippet is the only car in America that flashes the Late Late Show on the windshield every night. Buy this year's Whippet and get your Golden Bosco free.
Good night to you from Hollywood.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
That guy is my new hero. Eddie Lawrence.
He's a VIP now.
Had to go with that because of the Golden Globe thing. Because they forgot all about that shit, man. You know.
Yeah.
It was all big news for till, you know, got outranked by Wee Wee. Go figure.
Yeah. Well, Merle ran away with that whole evening.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What do you mean? You mean by getting awards or by saying her piece there?
Probably saying her little speech there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, jeez.
Which I agree with, but I'm against. It's like celebrities.
You don't like that when they do the political?
No, I don't care if I agree with them or not. Shut the fuck up. You're an actor.
Yeah, I can respect that.
Yeah.
Here we go. Dear Diary, we should tell China that we don't want the drone they stole back. Let them keep it. It works, man. It works.
It does.
It might get us through this next period of time. Oh, this is weird shit, man.
He may be correct, though, because I think... I think Scott Baio would have done a hell of a better job with Sophie's Choice. He might be onto something there. I can see that. Okay. Well.
Scott Baio in Sophie's Choice.
There you go.
Yikes. Oh yeah. Okay. Now, this is some weird shit, okay? Because the thing about the wee-wee, it's not the wee-wee. It's the things that, like, advisors for the Trump camp were supposedly involved with the Ruskies, et cetera, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
Moles inside the DNC working for the Russian cyber attacks. Advisor Carter Page met secretly with the CEOs of Russian state oil-run companies. You know, all these kind of connections with the Ruskies are what is dangerous, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, potentially. But then this weird shit happens, man. Now check, there's two of them. First one happened on C-SPAN this morning. When was that? Was it this morning? C-SPAN 1, and their stream, their feed... of the proceedings of the United States House of Representatives and Senate was interrupted by a broadcast from Russia Today. Russian news. A state-funded Russian news network briefly took over the online feed for C-SPAN 1. What the fuck, man?
Wow.
Like, on for 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And now they go back and there's no... Now, this may be made up because there's no evidence of it now. It's not, it didn't come up in the thing, but if that's not weird enough, and this may have been doctored too. How do I know? But they have tape of this, and this supposedly happened last night on that stupid big potato heads show. What's his name? Chris Matthews. Can't stand it. What a braying jackass he is. I got to get the clip ready. But this supposedly happened on that show last night. They're talking about the Ruskies, right? And all this shit. Where's my link here? Well, here it is. Okay, this is what happened on the air.
You're the jerk of the week. You're jerking.
Actually, that was Chris Matthews. No, I'm sorry. That was the wrong link. That was pretty good, though. No, this is what happened.
But I actually think this whole flap, whatever the Russians may have intended with their hacking, has made it much more difficult to get to where they want. There's now a big impediment. When you hear General Mattis today, Mike Pompeo, the CIA director, almost swearing that they're going to be hardliners on Russia.
And then the screen goes black. For like 5 seconds.
Wait, he handled that probe into Hillary Clinton's emails. This is hot stuff. Democrats, of course, we all know, blame Comey for Clinton's election loss.
And then it comes into this plug for next, you know, tomorrow night's show. It's all cut off. Is that weird shit or what, man?
Woo.
That is fucked up.
Huh?
Yep, very weird shit.
So I don't know, man. Might be made up, but it doesn't matter. It's all fake news, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's what the press says.
That show could have done it themselves. Just to fuck around.
They could have done it themselves. How do we fucking know? We don't know nothing. We're just a bunch of...
What the fuck do we know?
We're just pawns in Game of Life.
Yes, we are, Mongo.
All we are, man.
Yes, we are.
All right. Where did I read this? Yeah, Jaybird's back.
The
story about the guy with the ding, da ding, da ding, da ding, da ding. That was on Raw Story. I will give you the link if you like. This might be the site that gave me the fucking virus. How do I know? It's all fake news. Right?
Now everyone's going to be clicking it.
Yeah. But anyway, and then the other one was MSN. Was the C-SPAN one, so that's a little more credible. But again, there's no evidence of it because it was erased. Now, speaking of erasing evidence, the guys who run the porta-potty concession at the inauguration, they're having to do some last-minute touch-ups to the porta-potties that are going to service the attendees. Because it's Virginia. They've been doing these, and they've been doing the inaugurations for the last, you know, through a couple. I think since Bush, they've been doing inaugurations. But the name of the company is, this Virginia-based company, is Don's Johns. So they're going around with blue electrical tape and blotting out the logo on each toilet.
What's it called?
Don's Johns.
Don's Johns.
Don's Johns. Yeah. You know, like a John. Which, when I was a little kid, I always thought that pissed me off. Why the fuck is my name a euphemism for a toilet? You know?
Well, how about
that? What the hell is that?
The
fuck out of here.
I thought your name was Dexter.
I know, yeah, it is. Haven't you ever gone to the Decker in the morning? Sit down for a good Decker? Alright. We're going to end on this one, because this guy's great. This guy's fucking great.
Oh, before you get into this one, I want to ask you, remember Captain Midnight or Captain something? The guy used to... the pirate television channels late at night. What the hell was his name?
Was he floating out in the ocean on a
barge?
He
show for about 5 minutes or something. That's what that reminded me of. It was Captain something.
Was it by Jack Black in the movie?
Oh, I don't know. If they
but
made
I think
a movie
it's Captain.
It.
When Captain Putin. Captain Putin.
Captain Putin.
Putin.
It was Comrade Putin.
Comrade Putin.
Comrade Midnight.
Anyway, end on this guy. He's my hero. Cut him out of treats. Give a brother a fucking break.
Go lay down.
All right, so this guy took this way too far.
Uh-huh.
But it's still kind of funny. All he wanted to do was get the phone numbers to the Department of Motor Vehicles in Virginia. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
I saw this.
And,
yeah.
You know, he's going through all this shit. He's submitting Freedom of Information Act requests. he's taking the government to court over this. Still can't get the fucking numbers.
He wants the direct line to the DMV.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And they won't, you know, they won't do it. They won't give it out. So what he did was, he had to pay the DMV taxes, $1,005 in taxes, Wednesday. So he got it all in pennies.
Yeah.
And guy bought. He spent $400 on 11 people to help him break up the penny rolls. Took 4 hours, and he spent $400 on wheelbarrows that he just left there. But he made his point, didn't he?
Yeah.
Unlisted number,
definitely.
My ass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I still don't think he has the number.
Yeah. He paid his friend $10 an hour. He paid his friend $10 an hour to help him count it, and to take it out of the rolls, and then he spent over $1,000 getting it done with four or five wheelbarrows.
Right, $840 total cost, plus the $1,005 in taxes. But you know, he sure told them, didn't he? It's a full moon this week. You know how that goes.
I never did figure out why he was in there.
What's that?
Why he was in where?
I know why he was paying the money. Because originally I read that he was just trying to figure out where he's supposed to register his Corvette, because he had so many different houses in so many different counties. So he couldn't figure out where to register
that
his Corvette.
$1,000 in taxes if he's got a Corvette.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah.
So that's what it was.
Probably, yeah. I had to put a tax on Ted. Shut the fuck up.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
God.
Because the world
Love is all, love is you.
For the show here, you know, yeah, usually playing it. But it, I thought they kind of shredded the last part there. That's what the first part.
Love that song.
Last part.
Uh-huh.
It is a good song. Great album, man. Abbey Road.
Yes. Is that a George song? Because
I believe they're all credited on that one.
Oh, okay.
If I'm not mistaken, might be with one of the weird songs that they all have a credit on. I may be wrong, but it's not a George. George had on that album. He had.
Didn't the Banana Split do a cover of Because?
Oh yeah, yeah. Actually, they had number one with that. They were number one, and the Beatles didn't even chart with it. No, that wasn't the Beatles. That was somebody covering the Beatles, and offhand, I can't remember because I uploaded that one a while back.
I always wondered whether that was a cover or not, but it sounded a lot like them.
Yeah, well, the beginning part sounded like them, but the end, they didn't
shred like
that on. But
then the violins and everything came in. I thought it was good stuff.
Yeah. All right, well, we got it. We got a caller.
Tina Fey.
Is this you, GT?
Yes, it is.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
GT Trevin! That joke never gets old, Jay.
Yeah.
Never gets old.
We
got to
save
never
just
gets old,
for Jay Bird, though. That should be the just Jay Bird one.
That's the Jay Bird intro?
That's okay.
Yeah,
he can have it.
Well, see, I had to call in because one of those stupid apps on the side was playing something and I couldn't stop it. So I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, you need that ad blocker on there, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, look at that fucking car. Who put that in there? Getting 4 USA put a Plymouth Satellite. It's a badass looking vehicle.
Oh,
tell you that.
It is.
Look at that son of a gun.
Badass looking vehicle is the GTO Judge.
Well, of course, that nothing's going to beat the GTO Judge.
I used to have a matchbox that looked like that.
Okay, Ford corrects me. It was credited to Lennon McCartney.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But written, he says it's written by. Jewish. He says that was solely a John Lennon.
I will. I believe
it. Sounds credible. I believe it.
I believe it.
There's one on there that they are all credited to, though. There's one on that medley part where they all have a credit.
Oh, okay. Me and this one.
What's that?
Nah, nah.
Look
at me, Mr. Mustard, but that was
on the side. No, that was Jones, you know.
Oh.
Me, Mr. Blue.
Tongue-tied
decker? Yep.
No. Just trying to get over a case of the mumps. Oh, you know what? We got a polka coming up. You know,
good.
And you know how GT loves polkas. But first,
oh yeah,
I'm gonna kick your ass,
man. My browser's like dying on me, man. I need a refit on the Enterprise, man. I mean, this we got to go into space dock. I think, man.
Get that
you know?
Polka in there quick before we go black.
Before, I know. Before it's lights out, Magoo.
Uh huh.
Polka.
Before we're Yoko.
Oh, Jaybird. Jaybird, you picked the guy to tune in for the polka, baby. You like polkas?
No. Occasionally.
You'll like this one, then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, wait, we're doing
thinking...
the quickie first.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Quickie and then a lead-in.
I'll see if you play a Weird Al.
Okay, what were you thinking?
I thought you meant Yodel.
Oh, Yodel's Monday night.
That's Monday.
Yeah. No,
okay.
This one, we got a quickie. We got a quickie that is, I don't know what the fuck this is. Like it's part of a bigger opus. You're like a big, like a Frank
like
Zappa piece, you know.
Yeah. That's one of my all-time favorite bands.
Really?
NRBQ, man. Those guys are
that's
great.
What it is.
Underrated.
That's probably part of a bigger montage, I would think.
You would think that. I don't
know. I want to find out about it, man. I want to find out. Okay, that was. Yeah.
Underrated band. Better than fucking Beatles. Why are the Beatles getting all this shit?
Well, they had Billy Shears.
Yeah, they all wrote Her Majesty.
No, that was Sir Paul McCartney. That's how he got that Sir Paul thing. It was like his little wink to the queen, like, hey, Night me, baby. You know what I'm saying. Anyways, I got anything else for tonight, man? Oh, I don't know. You don't want to share that. Well, man, I had a good Friday, Frank, too, man.
Yeah.
Should we squeeze it in before the polka?
Yeah, we got time.
I should have done it instead of that quickie, man.
Yeah.
Friday Frank.
Oh, you got it.
EFGHIJKLMNOP. This is Francis Fay. Friday Francis Frank Fay.
Oh, okay.
Go. I like that, man.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Who knew? Combining
fever
with
googly goo.
Yeah,
that's perfect. I love it.
Googly goo. Googly goo. Googly goo. It's all googly goo, man. Life is googly goo.
And we got plenty of time for the polka. That worked out very beautifully.
Pay no attention to that man on the big screen.
No.
Life is googly goo.
Nothing to worry about. Nothing to see here, folks.
Life is wee wee. Wee.
we get a mop. We'll be fine. Maybe some plastic sheets.
We get some from Sir Paul.
Sir Paul's plastic sheets? Oh, boy. We better roll with the polka, man. Gonna love this one, Leo.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
To the point and roll me a joint. The marijuana polka. Find me a dove, we'll call it love. The marijuana polka. Give me a light and we'll dance all night. The marijuana polka. My baby and I, we'll get so high to the marijuana polka. Roll me a smoke, yeah, give me a toast.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I gotta get my Red Bull. Red Bull.
Yeah, we gotta get the hell out of here, man. We're burning daylight.
There we are, sir.
We're burning daylight, Pilgrim. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Yes.
Good show. Fun. Good crowd, man.
Yeah, good time, too, man.
Fucking place was packed tonight.
Uh-huh.
The old Friday the 13th Possum Lounge.
Uh-huh.
You can't fuck with me on Friday the 13th, man. I was born on the 13th. My birthday's on the
13th. That's right. Phil,
how's that fucking going to be unlucky for me, man?
That's right.
You know? I have all 10 fingers and... Wait a minute. Oh, natties! Anyway, I came out pretty much normal, so it's a lucky day.
13. What day was it, do you know?
I think it was a Monday. I don't think it was a Friday.
I was a Monday.
I'd have to check it out. I think I looked it up a long time ago, but I'm pretty sure it's not a Friday. But I've had my birthday on Friday the 13th a bunch of times. That's cool.
Yeah.
I always kind of enjoy that, you know? Happy birthday to me. Natties.
Red Bull,
man. Oh, man. I might have had my fill of natties. I don't know, man. I'm almost getting sick of drinking beer. That's how many beers. It's been a golden age. I think they're just trying to keep us drunk so we don't notice the wee-wee so much.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for coming, everybody! Gallery. Energize!
Would have been a perfect show if I had skipped that one quickie.
Ah, really? That worked out, right?
I guess. Maybe they'll tune into the archive to hear the rest of the Leon tune, you know. That was Leon, Bonnie Raitt, Maria Muldaur, and Willie. I mean,
ooh,
come on.
Good,
how's that not going to be great? Yeah, how's that not going to be great? Sorry. Oh, and I believe none of them are appearing at the inaugural. Thank you very little. But actually, Willie's showing up to get some of them free joints, I think.
Yeah.
Shit, man. It's like a weird, wonderful world, isn't it? I mean, it's like been turned on its ass, man. Nihilists are fucking riding the Zamboni right now. They're just like boner hose city, man. You know? My youngest son's a bit of a nihilist. He's actually enjoying this shit, I think. Yeah. In his own twisted way. Of course, I blame him. He voted for Jill Stein.
What about Apathy Nation? What happened to that?
That was always a ruse. He was never apathetic. He is a nation, but he's a nation unto himself. he's major in political science, man.
Really?
I mean, if you want to talk politics, my youngest will. My oldest son, almost no interest in politics.
Yeah.
He's more interested in girls. Well, actually, one girl in particular now. I think they might be getting the old thing there, you know, the old ball and chain action here. Yeah, getting serious.
Okay, all right.
Little
Grandpa
little
Decker,
Commodore's
huh?
Running around, man.
That's it.
Oh, grandbaby.
Dude, you're gonna be an awesome grandpa.
I know.
You
can you imagine me being your grandpa? Get the fuck out,
dude. That'd be great.
And I want him to call me Bub.
Bub. Grandpub.
I want to be Bub. Grandpub. Bub.
Grandpub.
Bub. Just Bub. Nah, just Bub. Bub. Hey, Bub. Hey, Bub's here, man. Bub. I'd be like, Bub. Fuck yeah. Bub's here. Saving the day.
You know, they're not going to be able to pronounce it when they're younger. They're going to say Bub, and it's going to stick.
Good. I'll be Bum. I'll be Bum. My oldest named my dad Bumpy. Which he hated. And
oh,
he bumpy. He said, you're bumpy. Nah. He says, how about granddad? He goes, nah, you're bumpy. So,
my
dude, you're
nephew,
bumpy.
My oldest nephew, when he was younger, he called me Uncle Putz. And that stuck.
Uncle Putz?
My brother-in-law had his two brothers call me that. Uncle Putz for the longest time.
Oh, Jesus. That's funny. Uncle Putz.
It was Uncle Putz, but my brother-in-law made it Putz. Well, that sucks. My niece called me Uncle Airball. Gumby gets a lot of respect.
Where's airball come from? Bad hoop shooting?
My ability to play basketball, or my lack of ability to play basketball.
Yes. Oh, man, I was always terrible.
I couldn't get that ball anywhere near that basket.
You would think I'd be okay at it, too, because I got the eye-hand coordination with the drawing and everything, and I'm good at shooting and things like shoosting. Man, I can't sink baskets to save my life. Never could. Oh, well. What are you going to do? Bernie Sanders can shoot hoops.
Yeah?
You're saying, look it up, man. He's a bad motherfucker on the court.
Those Jews, man, they play basketball.
Yeah, they do. What, the NBA is just full of Jews, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Where are the former slaves in basketball?
What's that?
What is it with former slaves in basketball?
You mean black people?
Why?
Huh? Jews are good at basketball. Blacks are good at basketball.
Oh.
Irish.
We're all slaves,
good at
brother.
Basketball.
Dude, if you don't think you're a slave, then you're falling for it, man. You know?
I'm a slave to my own gut.
Man. That's what the overlords want you to think.
The overlords.
The Irish, they're good at basketball, too. They were slaves as well.
Yeah. Oh, look at this one. Mango Mussolini. I'm just going to leave it at that. What we got going on? For Monday night's going to be another possum. And then I'm sure over the weekend, there might even be a duty story that we can talk about. So I'm looking forward to next week and all the adventures we're going to have here on the new new variety show. Or a new reality show called United States of America. It's a little tawdry, but boy, they keep you hooked. They keep you hooked till the next week.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I'm gonna tune in. See what the fuck's going on.
You're right, man. You're right there. Duty might be in the future. There, I can see it.
Dear Diary. Just remember, man. Dear Diary. That's how you make it all go down. It's like a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. Yeah. All right. Time for Tommy.
Tommy.
Think. Tommy. Oh, jeez. My browser's like.
Oh, shit. Choking on you.
Chunking along, man. Like, jeez.
Got to feel
firing up the Maxwell.
I hear you.
Anyway, thanks for calling in, Jay Bird.
Jay Bird.
Yeah. It's all goo, man. Googly goo.
Come out and see the new place.
Yeah, man. I'm not doing anything this week, so yeah.
Gotta come over next Friday for lunch.
Ah, Friday I'm working, dude.
Oh, okay.
Actually working in January. Can you believe that? Thursday and Friday. Is that weird? I haven't worked in like 3 weeks.
I was going to see if you wanted to have an inaugural lunch with me.
Well, call me on that because I don't have to go till the evening.
Okay.
I'm thinking we might, but I'm not. I can't watch it, man. I'm pledged not to watch it. So.
We can have grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Yeah. I mean, I took the pledge. I can't watch it. Of course, I've never watched any inauguration, so it's nothing new. But I figured, well, why start now?
I just wonder if something crazy is going to happen.
I hope. And I'm sure it will. You know, there's always wee-wee, chance of wee-wee. I think 30% chance of wee-wee. And, So. boy. Well, good night, Vladimir Putin. Because if you say his name, he's going to listen into the whole show, which is great for your ratings, by the way. So all you other enthusiasts out there, say Putin.
Why don't we do that Monday? Have him interrupt our show.
Have Vladimir Putin interrupt the show?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Hey, maybe, well, since I blew up Tiny, maybe we could have Vladimir Putin call in.
Start to call in. Monday. There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
I like it.
Have
a little Russian
music in the
beginning.
I believe ski. Say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Say good night, Jason. I mean,
good night, everybody. Good
night. Say good night, me. Booty boo.
Good night, Uncle Pat. Thank you.
Ooh.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!